show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
The Masked Singer grand finale is happening tonight. And yes, it is happening after the set was shut down because of a COVID positive test and everyone had to go into isolation. It was filmed. We have Husey on with us right now to tell us all about it. How you going, Husey?
Yeah, it was filmed. We had 2 weeks isolation, but we've jumped back into the studio. Some people in Melbourne, me and Danny Minogue in Melbourne with the singers. You've got Jackie and Osha in Sydney on a green screen, and you've got Ursula in New Zealand. So, but it's all been put together, I've been told, and it looks good. I can't wait to see what it gets onto the screen tonight, because it was weird doing it. I'm not going to lie.
This whole year has been weird, though, hasn't it? So that was just kind of the icing on the cake.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The weirdest thing is that in the grand finale, they're relying on my dancing to get through because the dancers couldn't be there, you know, because we're like, we can't risk that again. So, yeah, so it's just more of my dancing. So.
Can't wait.
My 6-year-old daughter, her name's Matilda, she started imitating your dancing, Husey.
Yeah, and so have my daughters, and they're not kind in their imitation sometimes. What is it? It's flat. There's no flattery in what they're doing. So I look to when I watch them pretend to me dancing, I believe that I must dance like an uncoordinated dinosaur. So yeah,
a T-Rex or a pterodactyl? What are we talking?
I don't know. Someone short arm thing that just sort of thinks their arms have got to be too involved and they just got no rhythm. So yeah.
Mate, it's exciting because season 3, there's already talk about that. Yesterday in the Sunday paper, Channel 10's head of entertainment, Stephen Tate, he said Lindsay Lohan is a real possibility for season 3. He said, of course, we'd love to have her back. She's still very much part of the family. I know you and her got close, like during filming of season 1. Would you be stoked to have her back?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, Ursula's done a great job. So, I mean, I think we just expand the guessing panel to 5. You know, it sounds like a good idea to me. So,
are you allowed to make that call?
I don't know. I'm just trying to not get sacked, basically. So,
are you thinking it'll be a 4-girl panel next year and you're the one that gets the axe?
Girl power. It could be the 2021 version of Spice Girls where maybe I could be the manager, you know.
No, we've had to drop the dancing. We're showing more of Husey's dancing and there's been a ratings drop. He's out. He's gone.
Maybe I can, I think it's just, it's great that she wants to come back. That's really good. So, but I think we should focus on tonight, though. I mean, I love Lindsay,
don't get me wrong.
So I just wanted to follow me again on Instagram. So she said she would. She dropped following me on Instagram. So I've asked her to follow me again. She said she'll follow me, and she still hasn't. So disappointing. So.
We'll wait and hear more about that. I wanted to ask you too, Husey. You're in Melbourne. Melbourne's in lockdown. Your kids are starting to get a bit stir crazy, and you put up a photo on Insta of one of your daughters literally climbing the walls. So she's pretty much doing a plank between two walls in the hallway off the ground.
Yeah.
A lot of people are worried about her hurting herself, but I'm more worried about footprints on a white wall. What's going on?
Yeah, we've absolutely given up on keeping this house clean. So in Melbourne, you're not allowed to have cleaners. You can't have gardeners. You can't have anyone. And I mean, I'm not saying I don't have a lot of spare time where I could do it, but I'm not doing any of it. So we are just, our house is like, it's like it's been abandoned, but we're still living here. So it's like we're squatting in our own house. And like, we don't care because we don't own it, but we do. So,
footprints on the wall are the least of your worries right now.
Absolutely the least of the worries.
It's funny because when you're setting that up, I'm thinking about it, you know, you can pick up a vacuum. You don't have to have a license.
There's no rule against it.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, I'm like, Jim's mowing. Come on.
Come on, boys.
I mean, I've got weeds here just staring at me,
Husey and Ed, they're back on the radio, the Savo from 5, and it is the grand finale of The Masked Singer. They got there. See it tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Husey, we love you, mate. Best of luck for the grand finale.
Exactly. And next season, if I'm involved.
And hopefully, fingers crossed.
Hopefully you got a job. Little tip for blokes who are getting married. Get your wedding date engraved on the inside of your wedding ring.
And you'll never forget it.
Tell Nav, your fiancé, to do this, because you can do it on men's rings. I mean, you can do it on women's rings.
No,
they're very good at the engraving.
It's too skinny.
Yeah, probably, but men's rings, definitely. Yeah. This Thursday is mine and my wife's 5th wedding anniversary. So,
happy anniversary.
Made it, I know. And she works nights. some of the times for my wife, and it's her night roster. So we are literally ships in the night. We don't see each other this week. So we celebrated on the weekends. And I did very, very well because I gave her a diamond ring, which,
yeah. That's like setting the bar really high.
Yes, and that's why it's taken 5 years.
To get
now,
that.
I have had to save to get this thing. And it's her eternity ring.
Ooh.
So
isn't
a lot
that
of,
meant to be a one-year thing?
Yes, that's the thing. It's supposed to be.
The
and
first year.
She's
or
taken
the first
a lot
baby.
Of... Exactly. God, you women.
I know, because
you
I'm...
know the rules.
I'm about to get married, so I've got this.
See, blokes would be listening... Like, not all blokes, but a lot of blokes would be listening right now. And like me, they would have no idea.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You're supposed to give the eternity ring either at the one-year anniversary
yep.
or the first child. We had a child. We did things out of order. We had a child when we got married. So that strike that out.
Yeah, but you've had another child since.
Yeah, but I had no money. So it's taken me 5 years. What was really interesting, though, is my wife actually tried on the exact ring that I gave her over the weekend.
Oh.
She tried it on in January.
Okay.
So we were at the jewelry shop, and she's always been banging on, like literally since the 1 year mark, about getting an eternity ring.
Mm.
And I'm always playing that, no, I can't afford it. We can't afford it. Diamonds, like, let's pay a bit more off the house or get a bit ahead before we... You know, waste money
oh,
on diamonds.
Yeah, it's never a waste.
I said
diamonds
that once.
Don't lose value.
I said it once and
it's an investment.
Live to regret it. but anyway, my wife is trying it on and I'm carrying on like this. We can't afford it. We can't do it. This is all the way back in January.
Mm.
Can't afford it. Can't do it. It's just not going to happen. But I knew this September was our fifth wedding anniversary. So as my wife hands the ring back to the shop attendant,
very
she's
disheartened.
Actually the manager of the jewelry store and we're walking out. I did something I've never done before. I checked my wife wasn't looking, and I turned to the manager of the jewelry store, and I give her a wink. And the manager of the jewelry store was so fantastic. She's sort of just given me a little nod in return. Yep, I know what you mean.
Mm.
So I rang her the following Monday. Again, this was back in January, over a weekend. I ring her on the Monday, and she's like, I've already put it aside for you.
Wow, she knows the wink.
I'm like, she got the wink.
She knows.
And then my wife and I usually go to the groceries, this particular shop, like together. So I'm often passing this manager, and since January, we've had this kind of thing going on, this kind of like, I would wink.
Secret communication.
Totally. And that's been happening since January. Haven't got to do it anymore because I finally got to give my wife her fifth wedding anniversary present on the weekend. But I did tell her the story about the wink and all that. And she said, you're really, really lucky that she took it that way.
She might have been like, yeah, when are we having this
affair? Well, I was actually thinking like, because a wink could either be like, put the ring aside, or a wink could be like, there you go. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad she saw it for what it was. All right, now, 131060, our phone number, Gabs.
Yeah, we want to find out Queensland's best boss because New South Wales have theirs. It is Vanessa Velarde's boss who set her up with Zac Efron. She's gone from 3,000 to over 70,000 Instagram followers, and she's been given time off to go spend with her new celebrity heartthrob. The boss is
best
just like...
Best boss ever.
Off you go.
I mean, you just... You had us at the boss set me up with a Hollywood heartthrob.
Yeah.
Right there.
But then it gets better.
Best boss ever.
So we wanted a Queensland's best boss on 131060.
Julie's in Townsville. Queensland's best boss. Who's your nomination?
Edwina Waglan.
Okay.
And what did Edwina do?
I lost my daughter last year in March and she went above and beyond. I'd only just started in the job. They gave me 2 weeks paid leave and she's been with me ever since, like checking on me all the time.
What a wonderful woman.
The partner went through cancer. She's given me time off.
Oh
she's
God.
Just, yeah, she's so good.
Julie, you've been through the ringer and it sounds like you have more than a boss there. That sounds like you have a friend for life.
A support
there.
System. Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Beautiful. What a beautiful, beautiful woman. Thank you for the nomination. Georgina in Toowoomba. Morning, Georgina.
Morning.
Who's the best boss nomination from you?
Russell Hughes.
What's Russell done? Rusty.
Well, a while back I broke up with my kid's father and I found myself financially ruined,
stretched,
really.
Yeah.
And I ended up riding off my car the week I was moving out. I had no way, I couldn't get finance, no money, no savings, nothing, and he actually bought me a car.
He did not.
And let me pay it off.
That is so nice.
What a boss.
Really beautiful.
What a boss.
Yeah,
in
even
life.
Also for my car to get towed and everything, I was a mess and I had no idea what I was going to do. And he was like, well, you need a car for your kids and all of that because I also care for my dad. And he just thought of it.
Good on you, Rusty.
I feel like these people just go beyond a best boss and they're just.
But good people.
Bloody good people,
exactly.
You know. Donna's in Atherton. We're going to end with you, Donna. Queensland's best boss. Who's your nomination?
Nicole Code.
And why?
She lets us go fishing wow. whenever we really want with the kids and her husband. She doesn't like fishing, so she lets us do that.
Oh, this is not her being a good boss. This is just getting rid of the hubby for the day. She's like, yeah, take him.
Take him. I don't want him. The Hit Breakfast
Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
We keep getting told that if we don't sleep for long enough, it can really do damage to our bodies. But did you know, Cliffo, that if you sleep for too long, it can also do damage. I know.
Sleeping's that thing. It's a fine line
between
not enough
or too much.
Too much.
There's a very small little section in the middle there. But there's an expert by the name of Olivia Arizzolo who has revealed what can happen to your body if you sleep for too long. You can actually be more fatigued. So you wake up feeling all lethargic and gross. You get
that's
headaches.
A bit like when you oversleep. On a nananap.
Oh, yeah, and you wake up like,
that? Yeah,
disgusting.
That feeling, it's the worst if you oversleep on a nananap. The rest of the arvo, you're like a photocopy.
You're like
yourself.
A zombie, yeah. You can get headaches, which is something that I get if I ever oversleep. Headaches, lack of concentration, low mood, depression, and obesity. So some really serious side effects if you are actually oversleeping a lot. And when I was reading through this, I was like, well, I want to hear from the average person. I want to hear how they feel if they oversleep. And I've gone around to all my adult friends and I've asked them. Mm-hmm. And here's the audio of what they said they feel like when they oversleep. And I see you looking. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, because I couldn't find anyone.
Gabs, every parent at one point or another has this thing where it hits you and you go, oh, my God, is my child broken? My child doesn't seem right,
right
compared to the other children. And this happened with my wife and I and our nearly 18-month-old son, Charlie, yesterday. So Charlie's a food lover. We've talked about this on the show before. But we realized during like the course of the day yesterday, from him waking up in the morning and going to bed at night, he downed 3 big bananas.
Where does he stick them all?
Well, and this is easy for you to say too, because you know Charlie. You've seen Charlie a lot. You know a lot about what he looks like. To put it into perspective for everyone else who hasn't seen my son Charlie before, like I say, he's nearly 18 months old, so he's still a baby. He fits inside a milk crate.
So
we know that
because
he crawled in one
right
on Friday.
Okay,
so he's like his torso is probably like smaller than a basketball, about the size of a soccer ball or something like that, right?
Sure.
And how it happened was, so I wake up usually before my wife on weekends. We just have, you know, she's not a morning person, I am. So I gave him breakfast and he ate a banana. I was out for lunch, but Mish gave him a banana for lunch. And you know he wants a banana because he can't say banana. He just goes, nan, which means
like,
banana.
Cool. Have a banana.
So we did that, nan, at breakfast time. So he had a banana then. I was out at lunch. So Mish gave him a banana then. But I had to nip out to Woolies yesterday afternoon. And you know how as you walk into Woolies, they got free fruit for kids.
Yeah.
There's bananas there. So
or
he goes,
for whoever. But yeah.
Define kids. So he's done nan as we walk into Woolies. So he's downed a banana then. Thing is, the bunches we grabbed at for home were really big. And I grabbed him a big one at Woolies too.
So he's had 3 full bananas.
In one, in not even one day, like not a 24-hour period. In like a 10-hour period. Something like that.
Whew.
I think that's bananas for bananas,
like,
right?
I love bananas, but there's no way I'd eat 3 in a day. That's a lot of potassium.
13, 10, 60.
I don't know what that does, but it's a lot.
I'd love to put it. Well, he wasn't blocked up or anything because I was worried that he was either going to be blocked up.
Yeah, you'd know with a baby.
Or we were going to be the opposite. It'd be like a rocket taking off. 13, 10, 60. Love to put it out there. Is anyone bananas for bananas? Or do you know someone who is bananas for bananas?
Who can beat 3 bananas in one day?
Who can beat 3? Producer Carly, your husband?
My husband's a tie with Charlie. He did 3 in one day just last week.
And I think this is really but proving the point, 32. Though, isn't it? Yeah, because we're going from 1.5 to 32.
My son is literally the size of your husband's leg.
You
know what I mean?
Correct.
Actually, when I look at three large-sized bananas and then I look at my son, and this happened last night, I'm like, where did they go?
Hollow legs.
Sylvia, are you the one who is bananas for bananas?
Yes, easy as. So, every day, eat bananas, no trouble at all.
What's your record?
Six that day. That was probably the most I've eaten in one day because I ate other stuff. But six is easy to do. That's not a hard one.
So, Sylvia, does six... Like, and what's the effects, I guess, the question I'm really asking, of bananas? Like,
nothing.
If you eat six... So it doesn't block you up at all?
No way. No, I love fruit. No. All right.
You're from the Daintree... You're from the Daintree, Sylvia. Are you paid to advertise bananas?
No, we grow them ourselves. No. I just love bananas. When I was eating along and I thought, wow.
Six in a day, you'd want to grow them yourself.
Yeah, it's expensive.
You them. Roy's in Cairns. Roy, are you bananas for bananas?
Not as much as Sylvia, but my children, they used to eat like six, seven bananas in a sitting. Not in a day, in under an hour.
Each?
Each. I could never keep bananas in the house long enough.
They'd never go black.
Yeah, that's one thing, Roy, with kids too, though. Like, not just bananas. Kids are bottomless pits, hey? Mm. Like, they never cease to amaze you how much they can eat. Yeah, all right. Helen's in Mackay. Helen, bananas for bananas. Can you beat three in a day?
Oh, no, this is not me. This is my mother, 78 years old, who has a fetish of bananas and can eat between 7 and 10 in a sitting.
Oh, my goodness. We've hit every age bracket, haven't we?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And it sends her potassium up the wall. It's really not good for you.
What does that do? What does potassium do to you?
It can actually give you a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
We don't want that.
Well,
at that
Helen,
age.
Maybe mum should lay
Let's
off.
Cut off the
I
bananas.
Just can't imagine Helen, like just pulling another one off the bunch, then another one off the bunch. Just going. Luke, we're going to end with Luke in Tully. Probably the most prolific or one of the most prolific banana growing regions in Queensland. Are you bananas for bananas, Luke?
Oh, how can't you be?
So do you grow your own?
How can't you be? Yeah, we've got a banana farm. Probably one day there or several days. Just been too lazy to take lunch. So you got a farm, you got bananas. So
okay.
Just munch on.
Your biggest day ever. Your biggest day ever. You forget lunch. You got no snacks. All you have
starving.
Is what you're picking. How many have you done in one day? Hazard a guess for us.
Oh, I don't know the maximum, but definitely over eight.
What? An amazing opportunity. You forget lunch, and so you just pick it fresh off the tree.
You forget lunch. It's there. I go to work for lunch.
Some really important research has been done as of late, Cliffo, to stop seagulls stealing your takeaway. Sometimes money goes into the wrong things when it comes to research, but this is the right thing because when you have your fish and chips on the beach, the last thing you want is a seagull stealing your chippies.
It's a really interesting breakdown that because I'm hearing about two lots of research at the moment now, a COVID vaccine and this.
Just as important as each other.
Okay. I'll go with you. I'll back you up.
But we heard it on Friday to say that the way you stop a seagull stealing your food is by staring it down. You just make eye contact with the bird and it won't come near you and it won't steal your chippies.
It's kind of awkward though, isn't it? Because you're on the beach, very social setting.
Yep.
You're sharing some chips with you to be with your fiance Nev. Ha 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 ha. Stop stare down bird.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a real.
That's exactly what happened.
Weird looking image in the mind.
Well, so I did this experiment over the weekend, travelled down to the beach. It was very windy, but we got some chips in paper. Like very traditional chips, you know, where they wrap it in the butcher's paper.
We are aware of how hot chips are delivered.
Checking,
thank you for really that
does going
come
into
that.
The story. So we opened
they didn't put them in a cardboard box.
Some do.
Didn't put them in a plastic bag. That's strange.
So we opened them up and we were sitting there having a little picnic, the two of us. Now, we did test the experiment. The problem being, because it was so windy and the paper was just flapping around everywhere, the audio that I got was just this.
Right.
So I've done a reenactment for you, and this is exactly...
This is like on Australia's Most Wanted or something, where you can't get the actual footage, so you've reenacted
it. So this is exactly what went down.
You want the chip.
Mine.
Yeah, I can see you want the chip. Come and get the chip.
Mine.
You don't want to come.
Mine.
Now you've called for backup. Touch, look you all in the eye, but I'll give it my best shot. I see you creeping. Back it up, buddy.
So that's about where the experiment got to. I was staring off with about 20 seagulls. I was keeping them at bay with my eyes.
Your gaze.
With my gaze, and they were really keeping their distance.
Yeah.
The only problem was then something interrupted my experiment.
Right.
And this is what happened. Some kid who loves chasing birds just started doing laps because I had a whole crowd around me.
Would have been worse.
So
could have eaten the kid. The Hit Breakfast Show.